This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A salvo of missiles has struck the recently liberated city of Kherson in a marked escalation of attacks since Russia withdrew 2 weeks ago. At least 11 people were killed in the strikes, which began Thursday and continued into Friday. Scores of people were also injured. Among those killed were the parents of a 38-year-old woman who watched as responders lifted her mother out of the doorway of her apartment building where she had lain dead for hours overnight. City workers were too overwhelmed to retrieve her at first. Authorities in the region had warned that Kherson would face intensified strikes as Russian troops dig in across the Dnipro River. A Vatican tribunal weighing a financial fraud case heard from an unusual witness, the voice of Pope Francis, from a secret recording. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The broadcast of Pope Francis's own voice in the courtroom marked a new chapter in a trial that's already seen plenty of twists and turns. The conversation was with an accused cardinal over the Holy See's payments to free a nun held hostage by militants. Author and Vatican analyst Marco Politi calls this trial a mess.
Now we don't know whether the Pope has to come as witness in front of the court, which would be unbelievable.
He says
the power struggles within the church have become reckless. There is no more respect for the high authority of the Pope.
Vatican judges are trying to determine who, if anyone, is criminally responsible for losing tens of millions of euros in Vatican assets. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And authorities say a fire in an apartment building in northwestern China's Xinjiang region has left 10 people dead. This is VOA News. Iran's political turmoil has cast a shadow over Iran's second match at the World Cup. Pro-government fans harassed anti-government fans outside the stadium in Qatar. Iran players sang along to their national anthem before the match against Wales. Unlike in their first match against England, some Iran fans confiscated Persian pre-revolutionary Iranian flags from supporters entering the stadium and shouted insults at those wearing shirts with the slogan of the country's protest movement, Women, Life, Freedom. Small mobs of men angrily chanted the Islamic Republic of Iran at women giving interviews about the protests to foreign media. Many female fans were visibly shaken as Iranian government supporters surrounded them with national flags. The Omicron variant is driving U.S. COVID-19 case counts higher in many places just in time for the holiday season. The ever-morphing mutant began its assault on humanity a year ago. Experts soon expect a wave to wash over the U.S. Cases now average around 39,300 a day, though that's believed to be an undercount. Hospitalizations are at about 28,000 a day and deaths about 340 a day. Yet a fifth of the population hasn't been vaccinated. Most eligible Americans haven't gotten the latest boosters, and many have stopped wearing masks. Meanwhile, the mutating virus keeps finding ways to avoid defeat. Malawi's Vice President Saulos Chilima is out on bail after his arrest in connection with alleged kickbacks. It's the latest in a series of arrests of officials suspected of corruption. Lameek Messina reports.
Malawi's anti-corruption bureau says Chilima received payments amounting to $280,000 and other items from British businessman Thunes Sata in return for awarding Malawi government contracts. The bureau says Chilima received kickbacks between March 2021 and October 2021 after awarding Malawi Defense Force and Malawi Police Service contracts to two companies connected to Sata. Chilima is facing 6 counts of corrupt practices by a public officer, profiting from government contracts and failing to make a full report to officers of the bureau. Lameck Masina for VOA News, Malawi.
And for more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Malawi's anti-corruption bureau.